You know, all of this sheltering at home may have you saying, oh, I can't get past it. Everything's got me scared. Well, today, Kyle Guskey from New Constructs is here. We're going to talk about a stock he actually likes. Welcome to the Danger Zone. That's right. It's the Danger Zone, or though today maybe it's the Attractive Zone. Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, we are looking at what is dangerous. And their definition of dangerous, well, it starts with securities that if you dig in at the top and look at them from the top down, you see numbers that are attractive, but the attraction is only skin deep.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. At New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. What they're looking for is a situation that's misleading. Now, if it's misleading where it looks good from the top down, on the bottom up, not so good, that is dangerous. But you go the other way. If maybe it's not so good at the surface level, but they dig in and they find that the numbers are pretty good.
You are so good looking.
That's where something's attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information on what you hear on the show. Kyle Guskey, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back, thanks.
So, who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors overlooking Simon Property Group.
That's right, we're not playing Danger Danger. We are playing the wolf whistle, so it's Simon Property Group and investors overlooking it. What's the story here? I mean, obviously, the case against Simon Property Group is easy to make, given everything that's going on in retail and malls and what have you. So you got to make the hard case and tell us why it's actually attractive.
Yeah, this is a case where the entire sector industry, you know, is down massive amounts this year, you know, because of all these store closures going on, all the stay-at-home orders. SPG's down, you know, 60-something percent this year. And from our perspective, that looks like opportunity now. It's actually trading below its economic book value for the first time in our model, which dates back to 1998. And so when you look a little below the surface, you look past, you know, the retail apocalypse narrative that is out there, that hasn't proven true in large part. There's definitely some firms that have gone under because they're, you know, weaker retailers, but the strong retailers have actually been doing quite well, and that shows up in SPG's history. We've seen core earnings growth over the past decade. We've seen their core earnings margins improving year over year and in the most recent years. So it's just overall, from what you would expect of the narrative, the retail is dying. That is not the case with SPG's business. And then the new valuation creates an opportunity to buy one of these industry leaders at a significantly discounted price.
We're normally talking about things that are headed for trouble, and we say, what's the catalyst that's going to make the problems come to roost? And it's always tough to figure out what those catalysts are. In this case, we're looking for what's going to be the catalyst that makes things go again. Because even when we start to see things open up, it's entirely possible that among the last things that will return to normal would be shopping malls. So how much of SPG is buy it now and then wait and see?
Yeah, so that's actually, you know, what we look at, the valuation of it is we try to see what is baked into the current price. And what is baked into the current price is well beyond a big dip here in the short term and recovery in the next couple of years. If we actually look at it and we assume that couple different scenarios. We looked at, you know, margins, revenue growth, and whatnot, based on some of the projections here. And if you look at the current price, implies basically that their margins will stagnate after rising 7 of the past 10 years. Revenue will fall 60% in 2020, which is estimated if 2/3 of tenants fail to make lease payments. And thereafter, revenue grows, you know, 4% a year starting up in 2022. That's what the current stock price implies. So anything better than that, and the stock is worth significantly more. And when you look at the actual implied profit growth in that scenario, 15 years from now, it implies that SPG is still earning profits equal to 2014. So you're almost looking at, you know, 15 years, no true economic recovery to levels prior to what is actually happening right now. So it's significantly discounted, and the expectations are for a catastrophe that, you know, even if this prolongs a few months, doesn't seem to be the case, simply because eventually we will be able to shop again. We will be able to go out to these, you know, shopping centers with entertainment and whatnot. And in those cases, SPG holds significant upside.
Help my audience understand, you know, normally we're talking about how out of whack the valuations are. Well, the valuations here are out of whack. They're just out of whack in our favor. So help the audience understand, like, this is where it's at and how badly priced this stock is relative to how easy it should be for them to achieve the kind of upside that's going to make them truly attractive.
Yeah, so we look at the flip side, you know, let's see, it trades, you know, where it is today, what could it be worth? Given some, you know, conservative estimates about kind of how the retail recovery could go, you know, that ratings agency Fitch actually recently announced, you know, I think some stores will begin reopening in mid-May. So if we assume that, you know, margins remain flat, revenue falls 25% this year as tenants, you know, they don't make 3 months worth of payments, slows sales start to pick up again next year at the compound annual growth rate of the past decade is 4%. In that scenario, if we look at that basically it assumes that they grow NOPAT, or NOPAT falls 25% this year and grows by 1% compound annually over the next 10 years, stock's worth 102 a share today. So you're looking at significant upside in still a scenario that calls for massive cuts to retail this year and then very slow growth moving forward. But it's worth much more than the current price.
Yeah, and again, that current price as we record this, well, it's about $58, you know, $58, $59. So you're talking about massive growth, 80% plus if it gets there. So you don't even have to achieve that to see something good. It's remarkable because, again, it's been a stock that I think a lot of people have given up for dead. It looks dangerous on the surface. You guys at New Constructs think it's attractive. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it. Stay safe, buddy.
Thanks for having me. You as well.
That's Kyle Guskey, everyone. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. Learn more at newconstructs.com. Check out their Danger Zone blog, the most attractive and most dangerous lists, and more on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on today's issue of Money Life. Up next, our second big interview, Ken Applegate from Wasatch International Growth, will be here right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.